Welcome to East 73rd Street. The first building we will discuss is 129 East 73rd Street. Although the exterior of this neo-Italian Renaissance home is beautiful, the interior of this single-family home may be very familiar. Remember in The Devil Wears Prada, where Andy has to climb a few flights of stairs to deliver the book, only to be caught by Miranda? Well, this home was filmed for the interior shots as Miranda Priestly's home. This home boasts 5 stories tall with an interior footprint of over 2,200 square feet. It was designed by Harry Allen James, who also designed the former Seville Hotel on Madison Avenue. 3 arches frame 3 sets of French doors that lead into the family room on the second floor. If you're able to look from across the street into the family room, it may look familiar too. Serena Vanderwoodson from Gossip Girl married Dan Humphrey, Gossip Girl, in the exact same living space. With the large glass doors open, the camera was able to pan out from the family room into the street for the very last shot of the show. If this grand second story balcony view isn't nice enough, there's a second balcony carved out of limestone off of the 3rd floor too. If you continue down the street towards the East River, you'll hit the East 73rd Street Historic District, specifically between Lexington and 3rd Avenue. These homes were built in the mid-19th to early 20th centuries as carriage homes. Once the Model T was commercialized, these homes were quickly converted into parking garages. At 166 East 73rd Street is the former carriage home of Edward Harkness, a philanthropist and heir of the Standard Oil Company. Although he lived at 75th and 5th, he converted the home into a garage with a squash court, an upstairs locker room, and separate chauffeur's quarters. The entire renovation took over 2 years. Harkness was a major benefactor of the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art, the New York Public Library, Columbia University, and Yale University, both being his alma maters. In fact, he gifted the Met's initial ancient Egyptian art collection, notably including the Tomb of Pernib, which has served as the entry into the Egyptian collection since 2018. He also donated William, the blue hippo from Egypt's Middle Kingdom, who is known as the unofficial mascot of the Met. The home was last sold in 1997 for $1.825 million, but today it has an estimated value of $6 million. Across the street at 166 is one of the most notable homes on East 73rd. This single-family home was designed by Richard Morris Hunt for art collector Henry Marquand in 1883. Marquand is known for his philanthropy to Princeton University and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Most notably, he donated Woman with a Water Jug by Johannes Vermeer. It was his first piece by Vermeer to enter a collection in the United States and is only one of 37 pieces painted by the Dutch master, a major accomplishment for the museum. Shortly after Marquand's death, the home was sold to Joseph Pulitzer, who was the publisher of New York World at the time. Pulitzer used the home to store his carriages while he lived at 11 East 73rd Street. The architect, Richard Morris Hunt, is one of the architects that helped shape New York City. Early in his career, he faced a few setbacks, but today, he is well known for his grand projects. His largest accomplishments include designing the entrance facade and Great Hall in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, as well as the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. He also designed the New York Tribune Building, which was one of the earliest buildings in New York, with an elevator and the second tallest building in New York when it was built. Unfortunately, it was demolished in 1966, but Hunt's legacy still remains on the Upper East Side.